Blog Talk Radio.
Ready, set, put up!
Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, your internet radio home for all sports news and talk. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We cover high school sports, so let's do this.
For our continuing coverage of the 2016-2017 Raleigh Eagles varsity football team, as your Eagles are at home to take on the rival Sexy Mustangs. Live from HBJ Stadium in Garland, Texas, you're on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Raleigh Eagles radio network.
Raleigh Eagles Varsity Football is being brought to you by Wesson General Contractors, Spirit Outfitters, 5-Star HVAC, Cost Low Insurance, Fit Body Boot Camp, Scooters Coffee, Ryan Chadwick, Chang Lee's Taekwondo, Mitchell Law Firm, Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning, Allen Bauer Electric, Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors, Legal and Rustic Estate Sales, and Nest Egg Wealth Advisor.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-Star HVAC Contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-Star HVAC Contractors, serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-Star HVAC Contractors. Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip-on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check them out on the web at www.buffalocreekdoorsandfloors.com.
Thank you.
Here's another tip for a healthier you from Fit Body Bootcamp. One of the best things you can do for a healthier you is to instill yourself a love of water rather than sugary drinks. Soda pop and juices are filled with empty calories that encourage weight gain. The easiest way to do that is to stock your house with lots of bottled water or filtered water. Don't even have the soda pop readily available, so you'll grow a custom of only drinking water. This has been another healthy tip from Mark Hall and Rowlett Fit Body Boot Camp. Give them a call at 214-888-2844 or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com. At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-thru coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roasts from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee Cafe, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Caramel Cafe, located in Rowlett. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Whether it's buying or selling a home, there is no bigger decision than choosing the real estate agent who will represent you during the transaction. Brian Chadwick of JP & Associates Realtors is here for you. 12 years in the property management business has afforded him great insight into the real estate needs of his clients. He serves all his clients as he served his country, with honor and integrity. With Brian Chadwick, you will have a dedicated, honest, and hardworking realtor in your corner. To experience what he can do for you, call Brian Chadwick today or visit him online.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, telling you to contact Brian Chadwick at 972-533-9059 or visit him on the web at brianchadwick.jphomesforsale.com. That's Brian with a Y, not an I, Chadwick.jphomesforsale.com. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. It always happens. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about the Mitchell Law Firm. Looking for a bankruptcy attorney in Rowlett? Talk directly to your bankruptcy attorney. Not their paralegal. Get a personal touch directly from Greg Mitchell. The Mitchell Law Firm handles a wide variety of bankruptcy-related matters, including litigation arising out of bankruptcy matters in state as well as federal court. We represent both individual and small business debtors in Chapter 7, Chapter 11, and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. For more information, come in contact with Greg Mitchell at 972-463-8417. That's 972-463-8417. Or visit him on the web at www.mitchellps.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Fit Body Boot Camp. What makes Fit Body Boot Camp a unique fitness program is the value of consistent coaching with a professional fitness trainer in a group environment that generates exceptionally high levels of fitness results. At Rowlett Fit Body Boot Camp, we offer complete fitness programs unlike any other that you've tried before. Our program, it consists of unlimited group training sessions, fully customized nutrition planning, and a result tracking system designated to ensure our members achieve their fitness goals. Contact Tom or Mark at Fit Body Boot Camp, located at 2502 Lawling Lane in Rowlett, Texas, or give them a call at 214-888-2848, or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com. Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check him out on the web at www.buffalocreekdoorsandfloors.com. At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales.
Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com.
If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooters Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooters Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show and your 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles recap. A recap being brought to you by April Ivey of Ivey League Realty for all your realty needs. Whether you're buying or selling your home, make sure you come in contact with April Ivey at 214-524-8552 or visit her on the web at www.ivyleaguerealty.com. Here is the action of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the South Garland Colonels from last week from HBJ Stadium.
3-0, one far as Weeks gets the ball off to Dickens. Dickens gets the alley, takes it to the 40, getting around the corner down to the 30-yard line, as that was just a nice blocking down the field for the wide receiver screen and bringing them down there was Carr.
Hand off to Morrow, gets it in the end zone, touchdown! Wow, that Eagle team just went on the right side. I think they saw that opening was really big on that last play because Morrow found a way. Easy touch.
They go ahead and they are going to line up for the kick, that being the Colonels, for that 41-yard field goal. It is Lopez going to handle the kicking duties here. Ball snap, ball down, kick up, and the hand got on that one and missed it to the left-hand side. So the Eagles are going to take over there on downs after the missed field goal. Eagles now second down and one. Ball on their own 32-yard line. They got to get it to the 33. They go ahead. They back and play action. Weeks going to go downfield. Over the middle. Caught by Dickens. He breaks tackles. Look at you were talking about it, Bill. I mean, it wasn't just one. It took two hits in order to bring him down. They get the big play down to the 39-yard line. They push it down and touchdown! Wow, Ed Eagles and Preston Weeks just, you can see his legs chugging and just churning to get into the end zone on that right hand. Albana on for the extra point for the Eagles. Ball snap, ball down. Kick up and it goes downtown for the Rowlett Eagles. So a breakout on the football field. There's a break here on the couch. We'll take 2-for-2 here for the Eagles. Ball at their own 13-yard line on third down and 20. Weeks with the pass and it's a little wobbler. Intercepted there. Number four, that was Moore. Moore rushing it back here to the 20. And of course, he is brought down by Ladarius Dickens. And so the first down for the Colonels and Dabney. Dabney in backfield. They got one far, one near, two in the backfield. Dabney with a little fader into the corner in the end zone. Up in the air. Touchdown, Colonels. Nice catch on the far side, Bill. Where's the number? Who was that who caught that one? And here comes Reeks here on second down. Ball caught. Almost intercepted. It's caught by Watt. Watt tries to haul it down the sideline. To the 30. He's got to make a play. He's going to go out of bounds. Good idea there. 3-0, one fire. They're going to do the same thing. Reeks going around. Finds the hole. Touchdown. Eagles, and that was just the same play, the same big hole. They know they can go right on this football team, Bill, and that was a big hit. The Eagles have the lead, 21-6 here. Breakout on the football field and far. Weeks back to pass. He's looking on the side. Ball for Cameron. Whoa! He got ball caught. Touchdown! Wow, Ed Eagles, there's the yellow hanky run. That's unnecessary roughness, but the ball hung up in the air, and I couldn't get the name. I was looking for Cameron Vitas, and he had to turn around and catch that one, and a yellow
hand for the Eagles. 3-0, one car for your Eagles. They hand it off to Morrow. Morrow dances around, rolls around the player, pushes it up to the 40, down to the 30, uses his feet, 20, now 10, 5, touchdown! Valid Eagles. Kobe Miles spins off of his player as he ran into his player off the spin and just downtown right to the end zone there, Bill.
Third down and 12 for the Eagles. The wide receiver package is 2-5-1 near, and Kobe Miles in the backfield with Gary Hermes waiting on the snap. Play action, put it up a little fade pass. Touchdown! Wow, Ed Eagles, that was Chappelle, wasn't it there, Bill?
That was
15,
yeah. We haven't really
called
the name too much so far this year.
That was a great pass by Gary Hermes.
It was a great pass, and it was a great
name. Goal from the 5-yard line. Hermes gets the snap. Going around the corner, trying to find a hole. Touchdown! Valid Eagles. Gary Hermes doesn't get this one called back, so he gets in for his first touchdown of the night.
No, that was a
get something built up, trying to get some positivity going. Here comes the pass, and he's going to go deep down the field. Araka fighting the battle. He catches the ball to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown, South Garland. He was tackled right there at the line there, and that is a good thing. Here comes the Colonels pass down. The defender falls down. Ball caught. Say la vie. Touchdown for the Colonels. And you have to get that number for me as well there, Bill. I even got my glasses on. Can't see that far. That's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We even had 12 minutes to spare in our regular broadcast. The last 4 games, we've been all the way on the website. So thanks, everybody, for giving us a listen here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. 49-20, your Eagles get the victory here tonight. Impressive, Bill. And
that's your Raleigh Eagles recap here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. The Eagles recap being brought to you by April Ivy of Ivy League Realty. Again, for all your realty needs, whether you're buying or selling your home or you're just in the market, come in contact with April Ivy at 214-524-8552 or visit her on the web at ivyleaguerealty.com. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-through coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roast from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett. Buying or selling your home could be the single most important decision you make in your life. You need someone with the experience and know-how to help you through this decision. Brian Chadwick of JP and Associate Realtors has you covered. Knowing the specifics of the Rowlett and Rockwall area is his specialty. Contact Brian at 972-533-9059 or visit him on the web at brianchadwick.jphomesforsale.com. That's Brian with a Y, not an I, Chadwick.jphomesforsale.com. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform.
Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about the Mitchell Law Firm. Looking for a bankruptcy attorney in Rowlett? Talk directly to your bankruptcy attorney, not their paralegal. Get a personal touch directly from Greg Mitchell. The Mitchell Law Firm handles a wide variety of bankruptcy-related matters, including litigation arising out of bankruptcy matters in state as well as federal court. We represent both individual and small business debtors in Chapter 7, Chapter 11, and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. For more information, come in contact with Greg Mitchell at 972-463-8417. That's 972-463-8417. Or visit him on the web at www.mitchellps.com. Are you in need of an electrician in the Rowlett, Rockwall, or Saxe area? What kind of electrical work needs to be done, residential, business, or industrial? Contact Allen Bauer Electric for all of your electrical needs. It's important to have a qualified, licensed electrician taking care of any electrical problems you may be having, so your loved one or customers are safe. We have built our business on quality for a fair price and good customer service, but of course, give Allen Bauer Electric a call at 214-356-0197 and tell him Sonny sent you. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. And now it's time to hear your Rowlett Eagles marching band. This portion of the halftime show being brought to you by Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. For all your needs as far as your home, whether you need some repairs done to make it look like new, or whether you have problems and with the floors and the doors and the creaking, make sure you come in contact with Rodney Jane so he can get you all squared away. Give him a call at 214-536-2607 at Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Now, here is your Rowlett Eagles marching band. Bonanza. Reap a bonanza with a free home, auto, or business insurance quote from Costco Insurance. Bundle your home and auto insurance to save a ton. Costco Insurance at the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, or visit us on the web at costcoinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. Look to Chang Lee for sports taekwondo, black belt club, demo team, fitness kickboxing, teen and adult classes, as well as children's classes. Make sure you check out Chang Lee's grand opening specials. A trial special for $29 gets you four taekwondo classes plus a taekwondo uniform, or $49 gets you 1 month of taekwondo classes plus a taekwondo uniform. That's Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at www.mychanglees.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about the Mitchell Law Firm. Looking for a bankruptcy attorney in Rowlett? Talk directly to your bankruptcy attorney, not their paralegal. Get a personal touch directly from Greg Mitchell. The Mitchell Law Firm handles a wide variety of bankruptcy-related matters, including litigation arising out of bankruptcy matters in state as well as federal court. We represent both individual and small business debtors in Chapter 7, Chapter 11, and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. For more information, come in contact with Greg Mitchell at 972-463-8417. That's 972-463-8417. Or visit him on the web at www.mitchellps.com. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying.
but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooters Coffee located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. At Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give them a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Here's another tip for a healthier you from Fit Body Bootcamp. One of the best things you can do for a healthier you is to instill yourself a love of water rather than sugary drinks. Soda pop and juices are filled with empty calories that encourage weight gain. The easiest way to do that is to stock your house with lots of bottled water or filtered water. Don't even have the soda pop readily available, so you'll grow a custom of only drinking water. This has been another healthy tip from Mark Hall and Rowlett Fit Body Bootcamp. Give them a call at 214-888-2844 or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com. At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com.
Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check him out on the web at www.BuffaloCreekDoorsAndFloors.com. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors.
Are we about to sports? We take the
of the Eagles. Weeks in shotgun, too far, too near. Here comes the pass to the near side. It's caught by Dylan Watts, and his was down right at the 46-yard line. So only a gain of a few on that one. Bob, mark that. On the other side. That's why. So you got about, yeah, you're right. You got about 6 yards.
Yeah, and you probably had more on that, but that ball was thrown low, so he had to go down and get that ball.
And that's what held him down. So it's going to be third down and four for the Eagles. Eagles got to get to the 42-yard line for the first down. Weeks look to the sideline for a coach's call. Three far, one near, one in the backfield for Kobe Morrow. So we're getting all that squared away. We'll bring it back in our crowd noise. Weeks with the pass. It's caught by they're just catching that one. It was caught by Ladarius Dickens, and Dickens is going to finish the run. They're going to say he was down. But, man, the Mustangs are ready for that wide receiver screen, whether it's far or near. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a traditional play that Rowlett normally runs. But I'm looking at the replay. Dickens never went down. He got rolled over onto the defender.
Yes.
Got up and started running the ball.
That's why he kept going.
That play should have never gone.
All right, so here we go. It is fourth down and five. The Eagles have to go for it. Nope, they're going to go back. And Preston Week goes ahead, puts a butt into it. And it's going to roll, and it's going to bounce, and it's going to be handled at the 1 yard line by. How about Dylan Watts getting down the field? Now the Eagles can maybe defensively put some pressure on Maiden and quite possibly a safety. That ball is right there at the 1 yard line.
Well, that was great by Weeks. First of all, he kicked it about 50 yards. Second of all, put the perfect bounce on it to roll right to the 1 yard line. And Dylan Watts did a wonderful job at getting down right
before Dylan Watts kicks the ball, gets down on special teams, stops off from going into the end zone. All around play.
He'll wash your car. He'll take a dog for a walk. That's a bit of all
There we go. All right, so the Mustangs are going to be set back at their own one-yard line, so they have to be patient or they're going to be in a situation. That's where the Eagles' defense needs to step up and do what they traditionally do well, which is get to the quarterback. But they got two running backs in the backfield, two in here, one far in the wide receivers, and there's going to be a timeout. So timeout on the football field, so timeout means to break out on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You're listening to coverage of the 2016 Raleigh Eagles Wrestling Football Team. We'll be right back.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor. Proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
And we're back on the Couch for the Sports. And Laura, we have a horrible connection here, folks. We are apologizing for this. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to have to go maybe to the phones. We'll try to get that all squared away. Here comes first down in the end zone. Makes the snap, and he runs it right up the middle, and he's going to take it down to the 15-yard line. So the Rowlett Eagles all having a horrible time here trying to get all squared away. We are going to go ahead and make a switch over to the phones. Give me 1 second. We'll get all squared.
All right, so we have switched over to the phones here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We do apologize for this, but at the same time, we're not getting any kind of hard reception here in tonight's game. So a lot of people here, that's taking up a lot of the bandwidth here as well. That's one of the reasons why we're running as bad as we don't have a direct connect into the internet here. So that having been said, there's a player down on the football field. We have had to switch over to the cell phones, and we'll do that as Bill and I, we're getting experts at using the phone. We'll just hand it back and forth as we all get squared. There's a player down that's Maiden. He's going to limp off the field, so we'll see what ends up happening with that one. However, that be the case, it's going to be first down and 10 as the Mustangs have the ball. They're going to bring in a backup quarterback. Let's see who it's going to be as he's walking out there. I think it's number 10. It is Williams, the backup quarterback for the Mustangs. He's also a wide receiver as well, number 10, Alex Williams. So he's in for Maiden. We'll find out how long for as Williams in the backfield. He gets the snap, hands the ball off, trying to get around the corners. Cole, unable to move it around, trying to get down there and mark that. That's Wilson, and Wilson takes it down to the 21-yard line. So they get some yards on the broken play right there, Bill.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There was actually going to be a loss in the play, but he's able to scoot around and get back and get positive yards.
So switch back over to the phones here, folks. We're going to have to stay on it as we're not getting any good reception except for phones. So we're going to bring it that way. Here we go. Hand off up the middle, firing right side. Cole down to the about the 31-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down as well. So that having been said, the Eagles defense gives it up. And on the stop for your Rowlett Eagles, number 94, that was 95, that was Stark on the stop. So the Sachse Mustangs now sitting at first down and 10, balls on their own 26-yard line, two far, one near, as they go ahead and keeping it. Williams trying to get around the corner. He finds the hole. He's going to be scrambling down to about the 31-yard line. Gain of about 6 on first down. And on the stop for your Rowlett Eagles was number 35. That was Tylan Taylor. So that brings up now a second down for the Mustangs, as they place the ball down on the 26, marked at the 31-yard line. They got to get to the 36 for the first down. Williams in shotgun. Two wide receivers far and near. They're stacked. Ball caught on the far side of the field. And Shelton trying to get around the corner, and he's pushed out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. They'll put it at the 33. So that's going to bring up third down and about 4 for the Mustangs offense. So the Rowlett Eagles defense trying to hold back this
Mustang team as they have taken the lead here 33-7. Minute 18 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Here comes the snap. Williams hands the ball off and getting nowhere as the Rowlett Eagles stack up Cole in the backfield, and that's going to bring up fourth down and five as the clock continues to run. Now, we're going to see the Mustangs do what the Rowlett Eagles do. They're going to work the clock as much as possible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was just getting ready to say that. You know, with the last quarter, you know, coming into the fourth quarter, you're going to see Stack to try to utilize that clock. And you've seen it so far in the third quarter here as they've run the ball a lot and kept that clock running.
And so the Eagles will probably pin down on that as well, as back to receive the punt is going to be Ladarius Dickens. He's standing at his own 33-yard line. As they bring on their kicking unit, here come the Mustangs, put a boot into it. It's going to go out of bounds. It went off the left side of his foot. Let's see where they're going to do. I don't understand why they end up doing this. They should just go where it goes out of bounds. I hate this. Just keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. They're saying it's going out of bounds at the 48-yard line of your Rowlett Eagles. So the Eagles are going to go ahead and get this ball on their own 45 to start this drive. But the Eagles right now definitely behind the eight ball, 33-7 with 26 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. So the Eagles need a good sustaining drive, and then they need to do exactly what they just did on that last drive of the Mustangs, which is stop them. But they're going to go to the running game, so that should be somewhat easy to figure out. To get the stops, now they got to score. It's weeks in at the quarterback, two near, one far for the Rowlett Eagles, and that is Morrow in the backfield. As waiting on the snap is Weeks. He goes ahead. He's going to hold on to it as he was going to hand it off. Now he's trying to get out of trouble, and he throws the ball just to get rid of it, and he has got popped from behind by number seven. That was Rico Jeffers.
Well, and coaches are screaming for intentional grounding. But there was, as you just heard their official say, there was a receiver in the area. Not only that, he was out of the pocket and got across the line of scrimmage.
That brings up second down for the Rowlett Eagles as they're trying to get all squared away. And it looks like we are better with the phones, so we're going to stick with the phones here for the rest of this call, as we've been having a horrible time here, evidently, with the internet call. So that having been said, we can actually keep up with the microphones as well, as we'll do the backup plan there, Bill, as well. So keep your microphone on. So there's going to be a timeout on the football field. So since the timeout on the field, we'll take the same break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You're listening to coverage of the 2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. We'll be right back. At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com. All right, as we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, we're trying to get things all squared away. We're going to probably have to stick with the phones until we get on out of here, as we have not been able to. There's a lot of people on the bandwidth that is making it hard for us to make the connection and get in for our call here tonight on the Couch Potato Sports Show.
to the sports show. So we're going to go back to the phone. The Eagles
down 33-7 and 11 minutes and 15 seconds left to go. And Bill, you're right. They're all now, folks are beginning to head on out of here tonight as the Eagles right now getting beat here. Here comes Weeks, near side. Ball caught by Morrow on the backfield. Down to the 30, now to the 20. And he's going to put out of bounds at the 17 yard line. So good play there by Kobe Morrow as he is attacked there down the field by number 20, Chris Washington.
Yeah, that was a great play, and just a little screen pass to the sideline there. And Morrow saw Lane all the way down, was able to get inside the red zone there.
So now the Eagles push the ball down to the 18-yard line as they were able to hold off the Mustangs there. So here come the Eagles trying to get into the end zone. Three far, one near for the Rowlett Eagles, and Preston Weeks is in the backfield with Morrow waiting on the snap. Here comes the blitz. And it's being held off, ball caught at the near the 15-yard line for your Rowlett Eagles. Trying to figure out who that was. Who caught that one, Bill?
It was actually Kenny Prashad that caught that. But, you know, he didn't have any time to move with that ball. As soon as he caught it, he had a defender right on him.
So second down and eight for the Rowlett Eagles as the clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter. 10 minutes, 10 seconds left to go. Here comes the second down and eight play. Handed off to Morrow. He's just I don't even know what to say. It was like a tidal wave there, Bill, and Morrow couldn't get out of the way.
Yeah, they're just blitzing every play. I think what Rowlett needs to do is bring in an extra tight end and kind of slow down that blitz because Saxey's blitzing on every play.
So the Eagles now get set in the third down and 11 as the clock continues to run here. 9 minutes and 41 seconds left to go. 33-7 in favor of the Mustangs, but the Eagles down with their best field position almost of the night at the 19-yard line of the Mustangs. Too far, too near for the Rowlett Eagles as they get squared away. Weeks is changing the play with Mo in the backfield. So let's see what is called here. Right. Blitz and a little, oh wow, almost intercepted there by Rico Jeffers as they were looking for the slam across the screen there, or the field there, Bill.
Yeah, he was right in the passing lane and really easily could have had an interception on that.
So as we get squared away here a little bit more, the Eagles here trying to figure out what they can do and try to get that ball more towards the end zone. And that's what we got to do. They got to try to get it into the end zone. So here comes a big fourth down and 11 for the Eagles. Ball on the 19-yard line. Weeks back to pass. A little tiny pass. Darius Dickens fighting for it, and his block knocked away by number 22. And that was, I got to find out where that one is, but it doesn't matter. It was Chris Infinite. He's normally a running back and making a big-time play there in the end zone with the turnover on down.
Actually, that was a Humphreys on that on that coverage, and it was a great coverage all the way down the line there.
Yeah, and it was just a ball that was floating into the corner as everybody now trying to make their way out as the clock is stopped at 9 minutes and 11 seconds after the turnover on downs as the Eagles down 33-7 here in the fourth quarter. Mustangs first down and 10 at their own 19. They hand the ball up in the middle, and they – gain of about two or three as the Rowlett Eagles stop the big play there. Eagles definitely need to make some plays, but as of right now, it doesn't look good for the Eagles to come out with a victory here tonight as they are down big time here, 33-7. Clock continuing to run with that running game. That's exactly what they're going to do. Just run the ball as much as possible to take as much time off of it, just like the Rowlett Eagles have done all year long against their opponents as they hand the ball off, try and get around the right-hand side. He does. Pushing it down there is Cole. He's going to be right near the first down marker. He's going to be about a yard short on that one, so it's going to be about third down and one.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Maiden's still on the sideline. I don't expect to see him back this evening.
So Williams in at the quarterback position still for the Mustangs. Too far, too near. Here comes a man in motion. Waiting on the snap. Nope, they're going to get reset as motion man went to the near side. Now they'll get reset. Play clock is down to 11 seconds. as that's all they were doing is just resetting it and taking their time and waiting on the snap. Ball's on the ground, and Williams had to get up on top of it as the Eagles were almost there, could not come up with it. The clock will continue to run here with the 7:48 and the play clock down to 34 seconds. So they're going to take that one all the way down near the seven-minute mark here, but it is fourth down, so the Eagles are going to get the opportunity to get the ball back here on fourth down. So players going on and off the football field, and they will go ahead. They'll probably just take a penalty and back in the yards. But they're back out on the field. Let's see if they get the quick snap off to the kicker as the play clock is down to six. And waiting on the snap is the kicker. That's Pace. And they get the snap at two, and he gets a boot in it. He's going to field it at his own 42-yard line. He's going to come here to the near side, trying to find the alley, push it up near to the 49-yard line. Actually, he's going to run backwards. It depends on how much forward progress they give him. They're going to give him to the 48-yard line. So the Rowland Eagles are still 52 yards away from getting into the end zone here tonight, as the Eagles, unfortunately, have not been able to move the ball against this really, really tough Saxby Mustang defense here.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it looks like the Rally's going to mix something a little bit up here and bring in Hermes here on this drive and see if they can just get a little something going on the positive side.
See what happens. It is Garrett Hermes checking in for the first time. Well, actually not the first time, but here tonight in the fourth quarter, first time we see Garrett Hermes in the second half, as Hermes is going to be set in the shotgun. Four wide receiver set, too far, too near, as they look over to the side here to get a play. He's going to keep the same play, Marl off to his right. Hermes back in the shotgun, waiting on the snap. He gets the snap. He hands it off to Marl. Marl just pushing it to the left-hand side. This is a nice play there. Gain of five there on first down. As he's brought down there by number six. That is Cedric Johnson. And that's going to bring up a second down and five for the Eagles. As the Eagles get set and they go into a no huddle, too far, too near for the Eagles, as Hermes is looking and trying to get over to the side, see if they're going to change the play. They are going to change the play, as Morrow is going to be to the right of Hermes. Too far, too near in the wide receiver set. And Hermes takes the step back. Now he's going to run. Going to go to the far side. Take it down to the 39-yard line. Gain of three. And again, on the stop there was Cedric Johnson, as the Eagles now pushing and trying to get the plays in. They need to come in a little bit faster, but I think they may have succeeded in this one here, Bill, as they are running plays that do not stop the clock. And so they're just – and what they're going to do, work on some plays. As they got Lakeview Centennial next week, and that's not a gimme as well, as it's third down and two for the Eagles. They have got to get to the – looks like the 42-yard or 37-yard line. They hand the ball off and pushing it up. And that's going to be a first down for the Rowlett Eagles. I think that's Lang, isn't it? I think waiting on the number.
No, that was Ladarius Dickens.
Dickinson, they got it. Very good. Thank you. All right, so Dickens gets the first down. Clock continuing to run. 5:31 left to go. Eagles down still. 33-7. 5:25 left to go in tonight's contest, as the Eagles do not look like they're going to get out of here with the victory here tonight, but they get set. Three near, one far for the Rowlett Eagles, as Hermes back in the shotgun, and he's back to pass. He's looking. A little slant play is almost intercepted, as on the coverage there was number 20, Chris Washington. Ball intended there for Dylan Watts, as that one didn't make it into his
hand. Yeah, and that was just a slant in, and Hermes just led him a little bit too much and went right in and out of the hands of Chris Washington.
Clock stops with 5:08 left to go in tonight's game, as the Eagles, unfortunately, going to probably take the loss here tonight for their first loss on the season, as the Eagles were too far, too near in the wide receiver set. Hermes not going to change play, going to keep the same one. Back in the backfield is Morrow. Back to pass. Get it. And catching is Morrow out of the backfield. He's going to get about two as he goes to that far side before he's upended by number 21, and that was Micah Buchanan.
Yeah. Once again, just great defense on Saxey. They've just been, hurrying to the ball all night long and really just collapsing on either the receiver or the running back.
Yeah, closing down the running game are the Mustang defense. So here comes the third down and 10 for the Eagles from the 33 of the Mustangs. Hermes with the pass, just a little bit out of the reach again from Dylan Watts on the far side of the field. That's going to bring up fourth down for the Rowlett Eagles. They'll obviously go for it here as they don't have anything to lose at this point as the ball is still sitting on the 33-yard line of the Mustangs. So they will try to get a big fourth down play here to see if they can improve this a little bit more. As the Eagles get set here on fourth down and 10 from the 33. They got to get to the 23, obviously, for the first down. As Hermes is going to change the play, too far, too near the wide receiver. Morrow in the backfield gets the snap. Back to pass is Hermes. Looking, he's going to take off, and he's going to push it up, and he's going to get the turnover and down. It's a gain of two. So the Mustangs definitely playing that stifling defense here tonight as the Eagles right now just have not had an answer on the offensive side of the ball in order to get more than 7 points here tonight.
Well, I think even the Saxy faithful on the other sidelines are really impressed and pretty much surprised on how well that Saxy defense has played all night long. You know what, I don't want to take anything away against the Rowlett offense, but that Saxy defense really came out to play tonight.
Absolutely. They just really held up the Eagles in preventing them from doing anything on the offensive side of the ball. As Williams is in the game, they hand the ball off again to Cole. Cole coming here to the near side. There's going to be a holding call. Now back up 10 yards, but really too late, too little too late as far as the flag is concerned. It will back them up to 10 yards. And, again, a shout-out to April Ivy's husband, who was probably giving us a listen in the hospital room as he went in for an operation. He wanted to get in here and listen to the game. Thanks a lot. I'm hoping we were able to be on air enough for him to hear. And there's going to be a holding. They're going to accept the penalty and back them up 10 yards. So that's going to be first down and 20 from the 23-yard line of the Saxy Mustangs. Again, they got to get to the 43-yard line in order to get the first down. So the Rowlett Eagles here going to fall here tonight as the clock continues to run with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to go. As there's an update, Lakeview Centennial is beating North Garland 31-14 with 10:58 left to go in the game in that one as the Eagles take on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots next week. So here comes the Mustangs handing it off, trying to get it around the corner. And the Eagles defense stops that play. As the Eagles know what's coming at them, they're able to stop it. But throughout the first half of this game, they didn't know what was coming their way, so they couldn't really pinpoint what was coming their way. And that's going to bring up second down after a gain of maybe one on that one, as Williams is going to finish out the game here, and Maiden is going to be on the sideline, be done, as he kind of trotted off there a little bit gimpy, but he seemed to be able to be okay. He's been walking around on the sideline, so I think he is okay. So it is now second down and 19 for the Mustangs. Two far, near, one far, handing off again, trying to weasel his way around, pushing around. There's Wilson. Wilson going to be brought down from behind as a nice gain on that run play as he was brought down from the backside there, Jackel Davis on the stop. And that puts this it's a timeout, injury timeout on the football field. We'll take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
All right, back here at BJ. Go ahead and bring it off the football field. It's going to be third down and six for the Sachse Mustangs. 2 minutes and 59 seconds here in tonight's contest. The Eagles will fall to 7-1 out on the season, and the Mustangs will go to 8-0 on the season, as they both teams are still going to make the playoffs. It would have been nice to see the Eagles be able to get in here and get the victory. But, man, a stifling defense coming from the Sachse Mustangs, and kind of offense that was kind of sputtering around, unfortunately, because of the defense of the Mustangs, put them in their situation is now as they're going to just run down the clock as much as possible. Third down and six, they'll try to get the first down before they have to punt it, and they're going to wait for the snap as the play clock is down to five, and Wilson, or mark that, they hand the ball off. Yep, and trying to get around the corner is Wilson, and Williams is the quarterback. That's not enough for a first down, or is it? No, they're going to give him the first down. He pushed it up to right at the 43-yard line. Oh, great spot. That's first down, and that's going to do it. As they get a new set of downs, and all they got to do is run down the play clock, as the clock is running now. And, yep, they should be able just to sit up on this one, as the Eagles, unfortunately, have nothing but the clock against them here tonight. Nobody's in any kind of rush. They will rush the football. The Eagles will be able to stop it. As play clock is now down to three, waiting on the snap. They go ahead. They hand it off to Wilson, coming to the near side. Dylan Bauer there on the stop. So that will bring up second down, and the play clock's at 38, and we're a minute and 38 seconds. So they need to get another first down in order to run this clock out here tonight. So as we are having technical difficulties, we were going to hang out and do a post-game show, but with the way that it's looking here and us on the phones, we will not hang out for a post-game show. But that being said, next week we are here at HBJ Stadium with a visiting team next week, as the Lakeview Centennial Patriots host the Rowlett Eagles here at HBJ Stadium. So here comes second down and nine, play clock down to one. They hand the ball off, and bouncing around, and it was Wilson, a loss on that one. Play clock down, yep, so they don't need to run another. They'll be running one more play, and that'll end up doing it, as the Eagles are going to take the loss here tonight. So next week, next Thursday, I even remembered that, Thursday, Lakeview Centennial Patriots will be here, as well as my son will be out on the football field running the flags. I'm not sure if my daughter is going to be cheering for that game. It just all depends. As they take the snap and take the knee, and that's going to do it here tonight at HBJ Stadium, as the game is over 33-7. That's going to do it for us, as we are going to kick out here on the broadcast here, as we don't have a great connection. Thanks for everybody for hanging with us as much as you can. If you want to go back and listen to it, we got a better crisp presentation of it as we did record the game here tonight. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, 33-7 in favor of the Mustangs. They get the victory here tonight. We'll see you next Thursday here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. Thanks for giving us a listen. Bye-bye.